This is the Hawk Sports Network from sfmsports.net.
Welcome to the postgame show as the Hawks fall 3-1 to Morgan State at home. We are now joined by head coach Toby Renz. And coach, a tough outing. Talk me through that game.
Yeah, definitely a tough outing, but my hat's off to Morgan. I was very impressed with the way they played. I think that's maybe the best match I've seen them play this year, certainly against us and even what I've scouted on film. I think at times we responded with some good changes, but the maybe one thing a lot of people don't see is they've got six seniors on that team, and it means a lot to those kids. And I know from experience, the more seniors that you have on your team, the more, you know, senior, junior heavy, the more experience you have. They were in the conference tournament last year, and, you know, they worked hard to get there, and we need to do the same. I don't think we took this for granted at all, but I think they stepped it up, and it was really Morgan stepping it up and winning more than anything.
Now, we saw Angela take a bit of a shot during that third set, taking an attack really to the face. Is she all right?
We'll evaluate her certainly tomorrow, but she's a tough kid, and she's been playing a long time, and it's probably not the first shot she's taken to the face, but it's tough to see her taking it in the chops there because she's just got back, and she's been battling some injuries. So hopefully she's okay, and, we'll just take it tomorrow, one day at a time.
We saw some different variations of your lineup, including in the second set, when you really stuck with almost the same rotation for a big majority of that set. Talk me through that decision.
In that set in particular, I let Ashley go in all the way around, and I just thought she brought some stability in terms of the communication and a little bit of poise and a little more passing, a little more defense, and she wasn't putting the ball away like I wanted her to, but she brought the other intangibles that are pretty big for us.
And we have seen throughout this season some different changes with the lineups as you've been looking for matchups and as different players have really played well. We saw Rachel Kayongo for a couple of different points in this matchup as well. We saw actually Rachel replace Haley in the first set and saw her come again in the second set as well. What was the call there?
Well, seldom is everybody always on 100% of the time, and we've definitely have a bench that we can go to, and there's people that have proven themselves a number of times this year, and Rachel almost got the starting nod because she's had a good week of practice, and Haley hasn't been as consistent as she had been in the past, but I look for Haley to rebound from this and come back with a better game too. But I think in the past we've gotten answers from the bench, and we really didn't this time around, and it seemed like I just couldn't find the right mix. I put Ashley, in right back, playing some right back defense for Kirsten because they kept going after that and after her back there. And that's why we switched out of the 6-2 because Kirsten's defense wasn't right there. Her knee's been bothering her quite a bit, so it's harder for her to make the moves for the ball and get as low as she needs to on defense. So, it's kind of a roll of the dice. You're working with what you have, and at times, more often than not, it's worked for us. And unfortunately tonight, it didn't. I think Morgan played exceptionally well, and they had our number.
And we've talked before about some of the issues as far as services. 7 aces with 14 errors tonight. Marta Klefowicz, who was a few weeks ago one of, if not your best players at serve, she's been struggling the last few games. What do you attribute that to? I know she is a freshman. Do you attribute that to just inexperience? She's got to work her way out of the funk. What are you seeing out there?
Usually with serving, it's a mechanical issue, and it has been off a little bit, and we've been working on it in practice, and unfortunately it's showing up in the game here. But yeah, she's all year, she's been helping us from the service line, and she's still leading the conference in ace serves per set, and I look for her to turn it around. We definitely have been in a little bit of a funk here, and we've got to find our rhythm back and, get back to the winning ways.
With the game just 2 days away now, where it's a quick turnaround to Coppin State on Sunday, do you see that as maybe hindrance after how this game turned out, or do you see that as an opportunity to quickly put this game behind you and start moving forward?
Oh, definitely an opportunity. You know, we knew coming into this is going to be two tough matches. We had to play exceptionally well when we were in Baltimore, and we did. We rose to the occasion, and I believe in these kids and their ability to do just that, and so we got to respond and learn from this if we can in some way, shape, or form, and apply it to their next match. And, you know, Coppin's a very different team. They're maybe not as offensive-minded as Morgan is, but they play some really good defense. They're a team that's not going to beat themselves, and, you know, they do a good job of extending rallies and keeping the ball in play.
Well, thank you, Coach, and we will see you on Sunday.
All right, thank you.
That is head coach Toby Renz as talking to us after UMES falls 3-1 to Morgan State.